Former President Donald Trump will soon emerge from the tower that bears his name and proceed to a modest New York courthouse, where he will be formally charged with a crime, a first for a former U.S. president. For the latest on what to expect, we're joined by NPR's justice correspondent, Carrie Johnson. She's in Washington, D.C. Hi, Carrie.
Hi there.
So walk us through this. What is the arraignment process like, and how is Trump handling it?
This is the process that any old criminal defendant would face if they're charged by the district attorney in Manhattan. Typically, it involves surrendering to authorities and going through processing. That would involve fingerprinting and potentially a mugshot, and then being escorted into the judge's courtroom for an arraignment, where the charges will be read against the former president of the United States. Trump has been posting this morning on his social media site, Truth Social, calling these charges very unfair. Yesterday, he talked about how this judge was biased against him, and he called for the district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, to be charged, not Trump himself.
And he's been casting himself throughout this as a martyr here. He'll even host a campaign event tonight. How has this moment galvanized Republicans and Democrats?
Well, Trump, of course, is running for office. He wants to win the presidency again in 2024, and many of his allies are standing behind him. Just today, the Conservative Political Action Coalition called these charges politics dressed up as prosecution, even though we don't exactly know yet what these charges are. Some of Donald Trump's potential rivals for the GOP nomination have also sided with Trump and blasted the prosecutor. A few conservative or establishment Republicans have stayed silent, like Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. But for the most part, Republicans are casting their lot with Donald Trump. Democrats, on the other hand, have both cheered the news of these charges and said that no one, even a former president, is above the law. And of course, President Joe Biden, the current president, has said he doesn't want to comment on this. And he has faith in the New York Police Department to keep the city safe today.
So the judge in this case denied a request from media, including NPR, to allow cameras in the courtroom. But there will be an appeal on that at 2:15, just ahead of the arraignment. So walk us through this. What happens if cameras are rolling or if they aren't?
The current understanding is that there will be some still cameras that will be allowed to take photographs before the arraignment kicks off, and that those people may then be escorted out of the courtroom. Reporters are going to be allowed in the room. There's been a long line overnight to get into that proceeding, but they are not going to be able to record. So it may be a little while till we find out what exactly has happened in the arraignment itself. A very historic moment, and we're all going to be waiting, of course, for reports.
Yes, and how long will it take for Trump to be brought to trial here, if there is one?
You know, former prosecutors have been telling NPR could be a year, could be longer. In the criminal tax fraud case against the Trump Organization, that case took 15 months to go to trial, which would put things squarely next year in the middle of the presidential primaries.
Could prosecutors in this case restrict Trump's travel while this case is pending? What do we know about that?
Well, they could make such a request to the judge, but it would be a very assertive thing to do for a former president who is expected to be charged with paperwork violations instead of any kind of violent crime. And of course, the judge is going to want to be very cautious about this because Trump is running for political office again and has First Amendment rights.
And what about a gag order in this case? Could the judge limit what Trump can say about this case as he's even preparing to use it as part of his campaign messaging?
It's possible. There's been a lot of speculation about it, but it would be a very aggressive thing to do on the day of the arraignment itself. This judge may want to try and see if he can warn the former president about making statements that would prejudice a jury or lead to attacks on the DA, Alvin Bragg.
Trump just yesterday hired a former federal prosecutor as his lead counsel to oversee this case. Tell us who he is and what experience he brings to this.
Sure. This is a man named Todd Blanche. He has some familiarity with the Trump world. He represented Trump's ally and former campaign chairman Paul Manafort, as well as another associate of Rudy Giuliani, a top lawyer for Trump, who pleaded guilty in a campaign finance case. Blanche is a former federal prosecutor. He's familiar with the courts in New York. And as a result of his taking on this representation of Donald Trump, he's actually left his law practice because defending Donald Trump has become it's so controversial among big law firms that he tends to turn to lawyers in small legal practices or people who are not part of the big law machine, so to speak. So Todd Blanche is familiar with Trump and the New York courts, and we're going to have to see what kind of role he plays in this defense moving forward.
That's NPR's justice correspondent, Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thank you so much.
My pleasure.